there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us today, and we hope you'll have a good time. And now, join the choir as they start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods.
Choir. We appreciate the choir children and their message in song each week. One like that's special because it's a direct quote of Scripture, a Bible verse set to music. David said, "He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God." And I'm sure that's what we Children's Bible Club kids want, to have a song of praise and joy in our hearts and on our lips that'll be a witness and testimony for our Lord. Actually, our next song is just such a testimony. Kelly, Grace, and Sarah sing a song of rejoicing because of Jesus' steadfast and personal love.
I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Forget him and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee, when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Jesus loves even me.
The Lord forever I will sing. I will sing.
can go rafting Saturday, providing you don't kill yourselves. Whoopee! Ken and Scott were thrilled. Boy, they got their gear together and packed their lunches the night before so nothing would slow them down the next day. They planned to hike through the woods to the old shed by the river where they kept their raft. They'd row up string and make notes on all the wildlife they saw and earn some points for their scout badges. Well, Dad called them early, all right. Mom poked a good breakfast down them, and they dashed out the door with Dad's warning ringing in their ears. Be careful, boys, and be sure to be home before dark. You know the wild wolverines are merciless when they're hungry. Whew, they knew that was so. The wolverines were death on anything that'd make raw meat. And that's why their dear old faithful dog couldn't go on their expedition with them today. He had to stay and guard the sheep during the day while they grazed away from the sheep sheds. And as bad as the wolverines were in the daylight, no telling what they'd do at night. Finally, Ken and Scott reached the old shed, pulled their raft out, and were soon battling their way up the river. It wasn't long before clouds began to roll in, but they kept a steady pace with the oars. While one rowed, the other took notes on the wildlife. They noticed the beavers working in a sort of a frenzy, and the fish leaping out of the water more than usual. Ken laughed. If Gramps were here, he'd say, "Batten down the hatches, boys, there's a quick storm a-brewing." "Huh, I hope not," Scott muttered. "I'm tired and hungry. When we get to Skull Point, I want to eat before we start back. But we got to get back before dark." Well, when they reached Skull Point, they packed their notes and binoculars into their waterproof packs. They worked their way across the channel and tied the raft to a stump so they could eat and rest. Boy, were they hungry. They couldn't wait to dig into those sandwiches and... Where was their lunch? There was no lunch. They'd left it on the riverbank when they were bringing the raft out. "Oh, no," Scott moaned. "I'm starving." Well, the weary boys wanted to stay and rest, but a look at the sky warned them to hurry up. Both boys rowed to make it downriver faster. Suddenly, Scott said, "Ken, I feel the wind changing." "Ken, look!" Before Ken could answer, the breeze stopped. The raft stopped. A hot blast of air passed over, and then, without any warning, they heard a loud roar. Looking up, they saw a vicious-looking funnel cloud heading directly toward them. Ken shrieked, "Tornado! Dive deep!" And both boys did dive. And just as they hit the water, the raft was whipped into the air, flipped around like a handkerchief, and dashed to smithereens. The boys held their breath and stayed under the water as long as they could. Don't panic, they thought. It was only a minute or two, but it seemed like an eternity before they finally surfaced. Oh, they were so thankful to be alive. Quickly, they scrambled ashore. They were scratched and beaten, bruised, but nothing left but what was on their back. But they knew they had to hurry. Darkness would soon catch them, and now without a raft, they'd have to run through the heavy woods. That might take a couple of hours, and there was less daylight than that left. At least an hour passed. The boys were exhausted from running. They stopped in spite of needing to press on. If they could only make it to the old sheep shed, maybe they'd be safe there for the night. Just then, oh! Off in the distance, the wolverine's howl came through the evening air. Ken and Scott ran for their lives. At last, there was the old sheep shed. Rickety as it was, the boys were glad to have a roof over their heads and a break from the wind. Again came the howls of the wolverines. Oh! The boys checked the old creaky door. It wasn't strong, and there wasn't any lock. It surely wouldn't hold the wolverines at bay if they did come. With no gun, no fire, no nothing, the wet boys huddled together and shivered with cold and fear. Back at home, Old Faithful was acting strangely. he'd picked up an old cap of Ken's and kept pacing back and forth to the door and whining. Then the radio report of the tornado and its path of destruction reached Dad and Mother. "The boys! They had to have been in its path! Hurry!" Dad shouted. "Let's go!" He could have saved his breath, 'cause Mother gathered blankets and flashlights while Dad brought the truck around, and they called Old Faithful. They headed for the forest, praying to find the boys. At last, they stopped where the truck could go no further. Dad ordered Mother to stay with the truck. "Don't get out for anything. There's no telling where those wolves are. If you hear me fire the gun, turn on the truck lights to help me find my way back in a hurry. Go, Faithful. Go, old boy. Find Ken and Scotty." The dog was soon far ahead. His shepherd instincts and loyalty to the boys drove him through the darkness. The howls of the wolverines came through the night, and Dad cocked his gun. Suddenly, a yipe, and then a loud, solid barking. He had found them. Breaking through the trees and underbrush, Dad found the cabin and Old Faithful barking and scratching at the door. As Dad opened the old creaky door and shone the light inside, he could see two weather-beaten boys in an exhausted heap on the floor. Faithful was soon on top of them, licking their faces and waking them up. As soon as he knew the boys were all right, Dad fired the shotgun to get word with Mother, and soon he helped the bedraggled boys back to the truck and home and dry clothes and plenty of food. What an experience! They thanked the Lord for keeping the boys safe, and how glad they were for Old Faithful and his sense of knowing the boys' trouble and his ability to find them. Well, the boys were certainly thankful that Jesus was with them. When no one else knew where they were, God was with them, and he sent Old Faithful to find them. And in much the same way, God knows where you are. He wants to rescue you from sin and hell, and he sends the Holy Spirit to seek you out so that you can come to him. You may not be lost physically, but if you don't know Christ, you're lost in sin. Sin separates you from God. Yet Jesus loves you and gave his life for you. Won't you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent, and put your trust in him? And then let me hear from you this week. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.